G'day, thanks for joining us here at Once When I Was Cool, a podcast from two old blokes just talking about the things that they used to like when they were younger and about why they're not as good as they were then. My name's Dave, I'm one of your hosts, and joining me as usual is Wee. G'day Wee, how are you?
Yeah, g'day Dave, I'm doing well, thanks. Just a lovely day here up in sunny Bris Vegas while you're down there in the cold and the snow.
Yeah, mate, well, yeah, no, it's not too bad.
Depends on when it comes out, I suppose.
Well, yeah, well, as we record, of course, it's winter time here in Australia, and we living in the tropics where it's never really that cold, whereas I'm down here where it gets a little bit cooler. We just did an episode with Stacey, our friend from Canada, and I happened to mention it was cold here, and she said, "How cold is it?" And I said, "Well, not nearly as cold as you get." So I guess it's all a matter of perspective, really.
Negative 30.
I don't know.
My bones started shaking when she said that.
And the fact she just sort of shrugged it off and said, "Oh, well, that's the way." Anyway, that's what you get used to, I guess. So talking about the cold and talking about things that can do us damage and do us harm, I guess that today's episode sort of brings home that, but also talks about a bit of the sort of stuff we had when we were fun and how much things have changed. And that is, so once when I was cool, we used to play with Lego.
Yay, Lego, or the prickles of the carpet.
Oh, mate.
All you need is one of them left out in the carpet, and your dad would walk on it, and you'd cop it.
Especially when it's cold, those plastic edges. Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah. No, they were used as sort of the 1980s torture if you trot on them.
There's a guy on Instagram, I think he goes by the name of Cold Cuts 20 or something like that, does all these sorts of things, and he frequently will put Lego on lift weights on Lego, or he will throw it on a running machine and he'll run over the top of it and just run over those sorts of things. And of course our northern counterparts quite often call it Legos, plural, but for the sake of today we call it Lego in Australia, and that's what we'll call it. But basically it's a little the little bricks that come out that you can make all sorts of little I don't know, what do you call them? Figurines, towns, landscapes, machinery, all these sorts of things. It takes a little bit of imagination.
Yeah.
So, Wee, what's your favourite Lego story? Have you got one?
Well, my favourite Lego story is the Lego that I got after my dreaded heart attack, which was awesome. So I got gifted from my work, because I know I'm a huge Star Wars fan, and so I got gifted. I got two Legos, and one of them is, when I say two Legos, not just two pieces, I got a Yoda.
That wouldn't be so much gift. Yeah. Otherwise, that's like saying, "I hope you choke on it."
Yeah. So I've got a Yoda, which I've done, but I've also got a big spaceship, trying to think of what it's called, a big spaceship as well. So, but I'm not allowed to build it yet because there's nowhere I can put it. It's got like 10,000 pieces.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
And they take up a lot of space.
Yeah. Yeah. The Yoda, which I thought wouldn't be overly big, is about 1.5 foot by half a foot in a case that I've got here.
So a bit shorter than you. Oh, how'd you get that case? Did you get it made or did you do it yourself?
No, you buy them.
Yeah, there you go.
I bought it. So, yeah, that's it sitting over there.
It's unfortunate that Yoda is holding on to a big green lightsaber like that right in front of himself, because it looks like something else with Yoda being green.
Yes, it's not. That is his lightsaber.
Yes. I remember when I was a kid, I had heaps of Lego, and it didn't really, or I had like a big a drawer from a chest of drawers from like a linen drawer type thing that you used to keep clothes and things in, and it was absolutely packed to the brim with just loose Lego bits. You used to buy the sets, but you could also just buy generic. You used to just get generic Lego blocks, and it was really up to your imagination to make things. You could still buy them in with the little booklets and to make the various sorts of figurines and things that you were going to make. But you also, it was more common than not to just have straightforward blocks.
Yeah, and you can still purchase them today. If you go, you can go to a Lego shop and just buy a box full of 6x2 black blocks if you want. But, back in the day, you used to get little kits. So in the little kits, it'd have the instruction, you'd build a car or a motorbike, and they were nowhere near as fancy or as eloquent as they are today, or more to the specifications that were closer to it.
But I'm with that, you would also have on the back that you would have the main thing on the front of the box, and then on the back you'd have two or three different variants of stuff you could make as well.
Correct. And back in the day, it was you can get flowers now, and you get flower scenes and trees and all that sort of stuff. If you go to the Lego.
Delilah's got them.
Yeah. And if you go to, but looking back in the 80s, and I'm just looking, had a quick look online just to see what was around, what you can get from the 80s. And there's a set called the Lego Maersk Line Container Lorry. So, yeah.
That's a big it's a big ship thing, container. Is it?
Yeah, so it was a shipping container, and it was like it's a B double, but the actual lorry is a really block looking lorry, nothing like a semi trailer
type thing.
Yeah, yeah, but it's very 80s, as in it's very bricky, very blocky, the whole setup. But to buy that today, if you had it and you wanted to buy that. Back in the day, I think it was worth the release. It was maybe about 80 or 90 bucks or something along, maybe 150 bucks. But today that's worth, about $6,000.
$6,000 for Lego just because it's retro.
Yeah. So going through any of those, there's another one here, a truck and trailer unit, which is just one, and it was from 1985, and it's $4,400. And back when you bought it, because they're retired, they don't call them. They're all retired sets.
Yep.
Another one from 1995, so 10 years later, a Maersk line truck, line container lorry, exactly the same. It actually looks a lot better. Looks more like a container ship truck. It's only $612.
Only. Yep.
Yeah, and I say only because looking at it very in its basic 10 years earlier, you know, it's $6,000. It's just the year that it was made in. And all of those Lego, I can tell you, will match with a Lego that I go and buy today from the
2020s. Is it sort of like the golden age of Lego? Is that what it's from, or is it just because it's old?
I think because it's old and you can't buy them, they're retired. They don't...
So are we. We're just not retired yet. Does that mean when we retire that we'll be worth more?
We're going to be worth... Absolutely, mate. That's what... Yeah.
Oh, only if they pay by the pound.
Well, pay by the pound, and that's why we pay into our super.
Yeah. Yes.
So, but, yeah, Lego, back in the day, it was... Yeah, you'd have Lego. You'd be able to... Your imagination, like today, I've got my Yoda sat there. It's not going to turn into anything else but Yoda.
Well, I've... Yeah. Yep, I've still got a few little Lego things around that that aren't probably going to turn into anything, and I know that we've got a couple of Harry Potter things, but Delilah up in her room has got a couple of sets of flowers that she's made, like you mentioned, that are the sort of, I think they call them the adult range now, where they don't actually make a toy, but they make something else you can sit around and collect dust with. And her flowers, she's got them in a little vase, and just like a set of flowers, and she likes them because you don't have to chuck them out, you don't have to water them, you don't have to worry about them. And it's interesting that but all the specialized little pieces to make the petals and to make the little rose buds and everything like that. I remember when I was younger, they never had these sort of molded, curved sorts of things. I mean, I think the best you might have got was like a 1x6 that had an archway or something like that in it. But other than that, it didn't have any of the smooth bits or any of those types of...
Or the clear...
Yep.
Or the clear bits or anything
And I don't ever remember having to put stickers on things. If it was for that part, then Lego would already put the sticker on for you.
Yeah. Yeah. It's nowhere near... like I said, the retro was just your blocks, and if you wanted to make something round, you had to work out, and it never looked round. It looked like it was a blocked round piece. Yep, you know, it was just not like it is today.
Every Lego set always came with a couple of little figurines. There was always people that were, that were part of it as well.
Absolutely, there was. And I got with my big Yoda, a little Yoda figurine that goes next to what the statistics on of where he's from, how old he was, all of that. But I'm just looking at one, which was from 1980, and it was called A Pram Lisa Lamb Goes Walking. So it's a Lego, and it's a Lego lamb, and it's got a little pram that goes with it and an umbrella that it holds in its little hand. Like
So just like the size of a figurine.
Just size of figurine. Mm-hmm. Sold back in the day in 1980 for $6.46 because you had to came in a little box.
Mm-hmm.
$446 if you wanted to buy that today for a figurine.
For a Lego lamb.
A Lego lamb and its pram. It
sounds
amazing.
A bit like a leg of lamb, doesn't it? That you eat and it's delicious, but this wouldn't be.
No, well, how many kids have we had to pull out a Lego out of one of their orifices?
Yeah, well, it seemed to be like a rite of passage. It seems to have been. I mean, I've seen lots of kids haven't worked in emergency rooms for so long. There's always some kid that shoved a bit of Lego up their bum or one of the little round light that looks like a light.
In their nose
or in their ear, and they're always slippery and they're always difficult to get out.
Yeah, or caught in their upper airway because they had it in their mouth and someone said, get it out, and they inhaled it instead of spitting it out.
Mm. Yep, always the way, the perils of playtime, I guess.
And, you know, I'm surprised they still sell it for kids.
Well, I don't know. I don't know that you could really get away with it. Now I've got a little Mandalorian piece here that I sort of got and, you know, he looked completely like it. But yet again, when the figurine came, I had to put stickers and things on it as well. And not that I'm averse to stickers. It's just I've got fat ham hands and it makes it difficult for me because he can guarantee that I'm going to put it on just slightly skew if and slightly crooked. And once it's on, you can't pull it off.
And
then, yeah, I know that's what I was going to say. I can't ever put it somewhere that you're going to see it because you'd go. So I quite often get Tammy to put them on. I got I bought one of the new Land Rovers, the abomination that it is to the Land Rover Defender name.
Mm.
Great cars, but yeah. Anyway, that's my cross to bear. But I bought one of those, and it's all technical, and it's got a moving gearbox, and it's got doors that open, and it's got active suspension, and all this other sorts of stuff. One bit missing.
Oh no!
it's like a. Almost like 800 steps or something like that. The one bit missing was just to put something to hold the roof rack or something on, so I didn't get too excited about it. But somewhere in it, I've done something with the gears so that you can roll the car backwards, but you can't roll it forwards, so it doesn't freewheel forwards. But when you're not holding it on when you're not trying to push it along a surface, if you hold it in the air and spin the wheels, they spin fine. But I'm not going back through because building the gearbox and building the forward momentum in that is at like stage 200 of 800 steps. And I went, I'm not pulling that apart because it took me about the part of 2 or 3 days to do it anyway. Probably longer because I'd only did it bit by bit by bit and then had a bit of a break in between.
Yeah, they're very complex comparatively to what it used to be when we were kids. You'd get there and you'd build a car that looked like, you know, have four blocks, a square car, a windscreen, and four wheels. And you go, look at this awesome ute that I've just made. But
do you remember
you're making everything.
Do you remember the wheels used to come as a set? Like you never had separate wheels that you had to put on. They'd come as like a little flat block that you'd push up underneath and had an axle in between and the two wheels on either side.
Yeah, correct.
None of this fanciness.
No, so that's where you'd have the bit of metal in it, which would stick through that special...
Yep.
Four by four block, and it had little plastic loops on it.
Yep.
Which you could also use as a weapon, I might add.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure you and your brothers did. But this car of mine, it's got steering, it's got pistons that go up and down in the engine, it's got all sorts of things. And it's amazing that it puts it together, that this all works so well. And I can understand why they're expensive because a lot of effort has gone into it. But, you know, it's good fun, but it's not really something that you could sit down with your kid and do unless your kid's a 22-year-old engineer of some sort.
And then probably still couldn't put it together.
Well, I couldn't. I couldn't anyway. They could.
That's where I think there's Lego for children and there's Lego for adults.
Mm.
And adults, I would say anything from 12-year-old on. They're not really adults, but they could probably have the concentration to be able to sit there and do it. Anything younger, I think it'd be mistakes everywhere and you'd end up doing it. My biggest thing is if I started it and I had a child that was young enough that wanted to help, I would be going, no, just leave it. Because you know how, like you said, at step 200, they've taken a piece off that you've meant to put in and, you know, it's going to ruin the whole thing.
Yeah,
I had a piece off. My wife moved my Yoda in here the other day and a piece of it fell off. And I then had to take the plastic cone off it, then move it. And what she hadn't really told me is it's obviously really fallen around in there because when I moved it to pick it up, the leg came off, the other foot came off.
At least it didn't fall back into the million pieces that it originally was. That would have been more true. That would have been more true to the Yoda thing where he just sort of dissolves away.
Well, yeah, you don't want to be moving them around. And that's why I haven't been able to do the big Starship Destroyer that I've got. Yeah, because it will probably be, because I've seen one and I showed her in the actual Lego shop. I said, that's what I've got. And she goes, well, you're not making that. So it's sitting in the box, not being able to be made. I keep getting asked at work, have I made it yet? And they think I don't really like it.
Just take a photo. Take a photo of the one at the Lego shop and say, yeah, I finished it on the weekend.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you know it's a better part of a couple of weeks to do it, especially the way you work.
Well, no, I had my people going, it was going to take me ages to get that done. I just smashed it out because I like it.
Because that's
things
all you
I like
do.
Doing, I get done. Yeah. Couldn't do anything else with my poor
Dicky
heart.
Ticker, yeah.
Dicky Ticker. So, yeah, but to put that together and put it up, you need to have a whole desk to put it on, so that's not going to happen. But what I have noticed is there are lots of things now that you can get at the shop which are more adult-driven, which are a little bit more probably space-friendly. There's the DeLorean.
Yep.
Back to the Future. There's
a Ghostbusters car as well.
Yeah, and they've got model variances. And now when I say this, you can buy the cheap one where it looks all blocky like an actual
like Lego.
Piece of Lego, or you pay more money and it does have those rounded edges on it. Does have the finish. You do have the stickers that you got to put on. I don't know which one because there's two versions of my Starship that I've got.
Yeah.
And you just go, well, you can't see where the money's gone. But it was always a kid's toy back in the day. Your dad never put it together with you. It's like, here's some Lego, see you later, go and enjoy yourself. The only time he'd have anything to do with it is when he'd stood on it.
Or he's busting up the fights over it.
Or he'd get there and smash it because you were being annoying and just go, there, take that.
I don't ever
to pick it up.
I don't ever remember way back when, you know, you've got your different themes now. So you've got the superheroes and within the superheroes, you've got DC and Marvel, and then you've got Harry Potter, and then you've got all these other sorts of things. And then you've got the Friends Lego, which is for the, like, aimed at the younger girl sort of market, which Delilah had quite a bit of. And then you had, you know, all these other sorts of different ones that all have different themes. I don't ever remember that. I remember you used to have a city theme, a space theme, and, you know, maybe there was a water theme or something like that. Pirates are awesome. I love pirates. But it was interesting. They don't have modern pirates, though. They don't have, like, the Somalian pirates in their little boats with their – yeah.
It was a scurvy pirate Captain back Hook, in the day.
But, you know, now it's so specialized. I sort of don't know. And the most inventive sort of one would have been when you could get a boat, if it actually, you know, the occasional boat you could actually put on like in the bath or something like that to let it float.
Yeah, imagine that one breaking and then your dad sitting in the bath after that. You'd be in trouble.
Yeah.
Good Lord, Dad. I would never have done that.
But then
wouldn't be worth.
No, but these days you can get them with all sorts of themes, and they're all really realistic. Like I said, we got some of the Harry Potter stuff, and I don't know where it is, but we got a couple of them that were really quite impressive in the way they worked.
But again, it was never you probably wouldn't get some of the Lego today and give it to the kids. Like you said, you had a drawer full of Lego.
Mm.
Imagine the cost of what a drawer full of Lego today would cost, the cost of it. Even Lego was expensive back in the day as well. Mm-hmm. Don't get me wrong, for what it was. Because you did have then the cheaper version, which was Duplo.
But that was the bigger ones for the that was for the bigger little one kids. For the
younger kids. But there was also the other brick. I'm just trying to think of what it was called. There was the Meccano.
Meccano was sort of like for the
Technico or Techno.
Meccano was more the metal-y sort of one, wasn't
metal-y
it?
Metal-y and screwdrivers.
Yeah, and it was more for the engineering-y sorts of nerd kids than it was for the young hip jocks like me. Yeah.
Normal kids like we were back in the day.
Yeah, a bit dull now. Yeah, a bit dull. Yeah, very ordinary adults now.
Yeah, very.
But tell me then, when you were a kid, did you love Lego?
Did love Lego. Didn't have a lot of Lego, but did love the Lego that we did have.
Yeah. Look, Lego was a big part of my sort of childhood, and I did love it growing up. But we never had, you know, it was just something that was in the shop, so you might have seen an ad in a magazine or something like that, but we didn't have the exposure to it. I don't know where we ever heard about it from, but we sort of loved it, and every kid sort of loved it and loved making it, whether you're into that or not. But it's interesting that these days you're kind of saturated with it, whether it becomes the Lego movie or that Lego show there where what do they call him, the guy that cries each week about something on there? That's the Lego master or blockhead or something like that.
Oh, Lego.
Bricklord or whatever it's called. Yeah. So it's in about its fifth series or something like that. And it's fascinating to watch. But, you know, it's just, I don't know.
But do you like how they've got the big shop where you just go and get scoops of stuff?
Oh, yeah. Awesome. And it's amazing that these people have the imagination to be able to do the things that they're going to do and to be able to work in teams without getting in a punch-up. But it's I just sort of wonder, does it take away a little bit from your enjoyment of what you remember Lego as being? Like, I'm amazed with it. I truly am amazed with what people can do. But it's stuff that's so beyond what I would have been able to do. I got as many bricks as I could, made a tower, and was pretty satisfied with that. I never built whole cityscapes or anything like that. I think the extent of it was is to make a stage or something like that so that they could have a concert or something like that. That was about the extent of it.
The difference is to that show, like I said, you can go and get scoops and scoops and scoops of whatever you want, whatever color. You've got all the connectors, all the joiners, all the lights and everything that work on it. But back in the day, you would have got your big base, whether it be green, if it was a landscape, if it was a car, it was usually grey or black. Yep. You know, so there was no
black and white. It was a police car.
No magical colours or anything along those lines. And these people do have imaginations. I don't know if they've got that many Lego at home. Maybe they do, but it does. It does take away. But I look at even the stuff that I've got here. You do it and you put it away. You don't break it down again. You don't build it up. These shows are more about it's like the balloon show. There's a balloon one. Have you seen the balloon one?
I've seen it advertised.
I haven't watched it. I couldn't do it.
It's too much. It's like reality survival shows and things like that. There's just too many of them.
We've now gone down the path of using what clowns do at parties as a TV show. It doesn't make sense to me. So, and there's all these people, I see the ads for it and they go, oh, that's amazing. No, it's a balloon. It's not that amazing. I used to think it was amazing when the guy on the street, the clown on the street, could do a flower or a dog that you'd walk around with. That's amazing.
And it's like the things that they use balloons for now. If you've ever seen these, what do they call them, gender reveal parties or something like that, where people have the balloons and they pop it just to see. I don't know why that's a thing these days, because
why a gender reveal party is a thing anyway.
No, that's what I mean. I don't know why you have to have a party to reveal it. It always used to be that you were surprised when the kid come out, or the parents knew but didn't say anything, or
they held it up and went, oh, it's a boy.
Mm. Yeah. But yeah, it's really interesting. I'm not really sure where this has evolved from, that you have a party to reveal the gender of the kid. Why would you just not celebrate it when it's born?
I'm surprised they're doing that these days.
Well, yeah. Anyway,
just get when they do burnouts and they have a, you know, pink smoke or blue smoke.
Is that a thing?
Black smoke. Yeah.
Is that a thing?
Have you not seen that?
No, I've only ever seen the balloons where some kid usually lets a balloon go and floats away.
Mate, you have to watch some of the gender reveal party people do. They do burnouts, and whatever colour the smoke is, that's what colour the kid's coming out. You know that kid's bound for glory when they do it. when the parents are doing a burnout to reveal its gender.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know it's going to go through about four different gender transformations and end up marrying a duck because that's what it wants to do and identifies as a clock on the wall or something like that. But, you know that kid's always set up for greatness when mum and dad's doing a burnout in the car, hanging out the window with their dart in their hand.
Yeah,
you know,
especially. And mum's got her mixer drink of some description.
Yeah, she's got a dart in one hand and a bloody cruiser of some description or some sort of mixer in her hand and a vape in her third hand, you know, because she wouldn't be smoking these days. She'd be vaping.
Yeah.
You know, and maybe they need to do a gender reveal through vapes, whatever colour the smoke comes out.
Okay, so how do you get that smoke to change colour?
Mate, what do you think? I'm a chemist of some description?
You're the one that's seen it. I didn't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, no, seriously, look it up. Look it up. Right. They do gender reveal. I think it's just the way that it is. It's a chemical reaction and there'll be something in there and they'll do, you know, it'll be blue smoke or pink smoke or, you know, if it's coming out as a, you know, whatever else, it might be black or white smoke or...
Or yellow.
Yellow might come out looking like a rainbow, doing a burnout, all the colours of the rainbow. That'd be difficult, but anyway.
No.
Don't even get me started on that.
Yeah, so
that took the Lego episode's taken a real right sharp turn, hasn't it?
I don't know. Well, literally taken a right turn, yeah. So anyway, with Lego, do you think that all this shows and all the exposure, did you watch the Lego movie?
I've never watched a Lego movie at all.
The first one's a cracker. I haven't seen the second one. It's a belter. It's really good if you like Lego. But yet again, it went to show that all the
The Lego that's good, or is it the actual movie content?
It's just the movie content that's good. Yeah.
Okay. I'll have to watch it then.
They do make it. They do make it look like it's Lego and Lego with feeling. So, but no, it was quite good. But we're kind of more saturated, and I just wonder whether it's more marketing from the Lego people, or whether it's one of those, you know, sorts of fit in sort of things.
I don't know. One of the dudes at work, who's a Star Wars fan. He's got a Star Wars. Lego Star Wars figurine tattooed on it.
Okay.
So I mean, I suppose there is adults out there who think that maybe the movies or the Lego themselves are. It's a crossover. I like movies. I like Lego. I like Star Wars. I like stuff.
I like and that.
And still.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I guess, look, I just didn't know whether it's more of a marketing thing or anything like that. Look, I still enjoy Lego, even the kid stuff you'll find if you're sitting down and there's some Lego there, you'll have a bit of a go at it and pull it apart and do sorts of things. And the figurines, that all look the same, but it's amazing how if you just change the wig and it's a completely different figurine, even if it's wearing the same thing. Or the spaceman helmet, where the helmet always used to break up.
Yeah.
Always used
or
to
you
snap
roll it
along.
Around.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And but the helmet would always snap in the middle of the chin strap type thing, and it would always be sort of going on there.
The heads, remember the heads where they had maybe a happy face on one side and then an angry face or something,
and you'd turn it around. Yeah. Cover it up with the wig or the hat or whatever it was.
Yeah.
So look, I still enjoy Lego. It was it's something that is a big part of my life as a kid. Right, we're here pretending to be a Lego figurine with his beanie. Didn't quite work, mate, but you keep working on it. Did your kids have Lego?
Yeah, they did. They weren't into it massively. I used to probably play with it more than what they did.
like BMX.
The wife was more scared that she's had a phobia of choking. her whole life, and I think she was choked to death in a previous life, if you believe in reincarnation or not. So,
having met her, are you surprised?
Yeah.
don't get me wrong. No. Love her dearly. Salt of the earth woman. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So she's got this choking phobia. So anything that was small enough for them to choke on, she wasn't really that crash hot on. But she did, it was okay for our daughter to have the Barbie stuff, but the boys had some Lego, but not a hell of a lot of it.
Yeah. Yeah. So I know Delilah, like I said, growing up had a lot of the Friends Lego stuff, which was the, you know, she was a good 15 years behind your girl. So, you know, it was the Friends stuff that was all very, very much for the aimed at the younger girl type thing. And, you know, friends and friend groups, and they all had mobile phones and
that's
all
only
those other sorts of things.
New, really. That's only new, really.
Yeah. No, she was, I don't know, what is she now? She's 18. She would have been 9 or 10, so maybe 10, 12 years ago it's been around for. So, yeah. We're not here for our academia or our or for our take on the universe, looks. Mate. This is, we're all here to talk about us. So, Look, and she enjoyed it. I thought it was good, and it was always fun to play with. And she had a desire that she was going to get the whole lot of it at one point, and then she realised that once she got pocket money, it took a bit longer to buy it than what she thought.
Because it is still very expensive. What I see, though, is it's available in all the retail shops. So you can actually go to a Lego shop, or you can go to, say, Target or Big W or any of those places.
Any
and there's always
store.
There's always a section for Lego because it has always been like that. It used to only be we never really had a department store.
No.
But in our local Woolworths, even in the Woolworths aisle, there'd be some Lego in there.
Yeah, so the supermarket,
So I think, I don't know, maybe is it a push because there's so much more stuff out there these days for kids to play with?
Yeah.
Is it trying to get the adults, because it's adults on there, not kids, back into, oh, I've got to get my kids some Lego because it's that more nostalgia going backwards into it. I think that's probably a push. I mean, I don't know what the, if the Lego, what their company, if it's floated on the stock market or whatever. I don't know any of that stuff, but, you know, I look at it and go, well, that shows more, one, for TV and ratings. Two, it's directed at adults, not children, because of the time slot it's on. Three, it's about being able to go and get scoops of whatever you want and do whatever you want with
it. Yeah. It's interesting now the worldwide phenomena of the Lego store as well, having a shop that you can go into that's just got all Lego stuff.
Yeah, I love it.
They're amazing. I went to one in London that had not been open long when it opened, and it was amazing. And we've got, you know, this big, full, life-size Lego figurines of the Queen and all these other sorts of things, and they've got phone boxes and all these other sorts of things. And there's some, you know, they've turned up everywhere now, but it's interesting that there's a Lego shop usually at an airport, at the major airports. But how many people are going to buy, like, say, for your big Lego Star Destroyer, how many of them are they going to sell as you're about to get onto a plane?
Well, I think it's more about them. Can they buy them more getting off last minute gifts or something like that? But you wouldn't buy it because it's like $900 for that set.
Well, not even that so much, just the size of the box that you got to carry on.
That's your carry on.
You know, and a lot of the airlines these days, people only take carry on, don't book anything underneath. So, yeah.
I certainly don't, you know. I suppose the other thing too is, do they have it there as a reminder? You didn't buy something. You should have
buy something for your kid. Yeah.
Yeah. And now, I know that.
And now we're going to get you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's exactly right. He's always looking for that last minute thing.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, I think it's more. And did you see? They did the world record. They actually had a truck, and they built the same truck, and it had over a million, or it would have been a couple of million. They actually built a life-size truck
next to
here
the other
in Australia.
One.
Yeah, here in Australia for the truck show. It was amazing. And it was life-size. But the amount of Lego that you would have needed for that, I mean, the cost of it would have been the same as a truck, you know.
Mm. And realizing that when you're building the tires, you've run out of black brick, so you have to fill it in with the odd grey brick here and there, and hope no one notices.
Well, that's the thing. It's the inserts of it. It's you know, do they do all black in there, or do they use filler? Who knows? It's it's quite amazing what you can get out there. It's just amazing, and the cost of it isn't that bad. It is fairly sort of expensive compared to other toys. And I suppose, is that what they're trying to do? They do small sets, so they do the space. They're all got that code with them too. You know, every box has a special code. They've done it really well, because you don't just buy it by the name, you buy it by the code as well. Have you noticed that?
No.
You haven't?
No.
Okay.
Sorry.
No, that's all right. I'm just looking up, as we're talking, some of the Lego stuff. It doesn't just tell you the name of it. It tells you the pieces, the item number.
Yeah, no, I knew. Yeah.
So it all goes by item number as well, you know. It's quite amazing. But, you know, there's a AT-AT, you know, the Star Wars.
Yep.
It's $1,300. I mean, you're not buying that for your kid to play with. You're buying that to do it and put it, because that's in the Black Series. They have different series as well.
Yeah. And have you seen you can get a Pac-Man machine now, Pac-Man arcade game that you can make?
Oh, really? No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I'll share my screen with you, but you can have a look. And it looks like it looks like the old upright arcade machine, and it's got 2,500 pieces. It's $400 bucks. But it's you know, it's something else. Yeah, it's good. And it's interesting. The stuff you can get, especially for the nostalgia nerd like us, you can get all the sorts Indiana of different Jones. Things. Yeah. But this is it. Can you see that? It's a yellow Pac-Man machine, and it's got the Pac-Man up the top with a couple of the ghosts chasing him.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And interestingly enough, it's got a limit of 3. I mean, for $400 each, how much Lego are you going to buy?
Well, you wouldn't buy more than 3, would you?
No, that's right. Well, you wouldn't. I can't see why you'd buy more than 1.
Yeah. But my thing is, I'm just having a brief look at the Temple of Golden, the Temple of the Golden Idol. For the Indiana Jones, and that's the one where I'm just looking at it, and it's a huge set. So it's like it's got the ball, it's got everything on there, and it's like $240, and it's just something that you put against the wall.
Yeah,
it's not like you're going to be playing with them, but I suppose it's not about that. I suppose that's part and parcel of, you know, what it's about. It does bring back that nostalgia. One, nostalgia of Lego.
Yep.
Two, of different types of
stuff.
Shows and stuff like that. You've got the, you know, the fighter plane chase. That's awesome.
But it's really aimed at the adult. It's not the kids would be saving up, you know, a grand to buy a model Titanic. I mean, it's got 6,500 pieces. 9,000, don't do it. It's got 9,000 pieces. The thing is worth $900, and it's amazing what you can do, and you can build all the different layers and all the different levels and things. But it's
wow,
something else.
It's amazing. They've got architecture, Batman, brickheads, brick sketches, city, classic, creator, expert, DC, Disney.
Yeah, so friends. It's got all it's these
amazing.
It's got all these different ones, but I have to think that a lot of it now is aimed more towards the parent than it is towards the kid. You've still got kid stuff, but a lot of it, you know, is beyond the basic, put it together like you're a 6-year-old, have a go. So, yeah. Anyway, on that note, Lego, still love it? Still as good as it was? I reckon it's actually better, probably. I agree. Better. I think it's better. I'm not so much into the shows and the media and all those sorts of things, because I think you'd have a bit of bombardment, but there's nothing like sitting down. And it's mindlessness as well. You can sit there and you can put together this Lego thing and not think about anything else. It takes up all your attention, gives you the opportunity to think elsewise. So on that note,
get you out of the horrible world that we live in at times.
The non-Lego funk.
I was going to say, even with my Yoda one I've got, I can buy a special little battery pack and it's got a connector that goes up into the lightsaber to turn the lightsaber on and off. Amazing.
I know that with the, because I was looking at getting the Ghostbusters van as well, you can buy a Lego light kit of that, like that, and you can do the same sorts of things as well. Yeah. So, yeah. Awesome. So, what are your thoughts out there if you're still listening at this point, 40 minutes in, and you're still listening to what we're rambling on about? Lego, did you get into it when you were a kid? Did you love it? Did you hate it? Did you not really into it? Did you choke on it? Did you poke some up your bum? Let us know, oncewascoolpodcast@gmail.com, if you've got a story that you want us to hear about. Likewise, if you just got any feedback or anything you would like us to talk about, or if you just want to call and or just want to write and say hi, oncewascoolpodcast@gmail.com. We thank you very much for that. Valuable insights again, as usual.
I know, man. I got an insight into everything.
You do. And we got some insights on a couple of other things there that you obviously feel things about.
Strongly about.
Yeah, there you go. All right. On that note, thank you very much. We thank you. We will catch you on another episode. Thanks for listening.
Thanks, Dave. Bye-bye.